haven't heard much on the yellow crazy ant scourge lately. I haven't talked to Frank Teodo, but it did say in the Post today that a multi-million dollar shortfall in yellow crazy ant funding could be met, with Curtis Pitt promising to reopen talks with Warren Inch on this matter. It's all about the funding. It's all about the certainty of the program at the moment. Of course, they basically have very limited amounts of money available for this program out Edmonton Way and up in the foothills, of course, because the governments have been reluctant to commit into the future as far as finance for this program is concerned. But now, at long last, maybe we're making some headway. On the line is Frank Teodo. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, John.
Are you feeling a bit more relaxed about this funding yet, or is that premature?
Well, John, I know we haven't got a lot of time before the 11 o'clock news, so I'm going to be able to cut to the chase for you. Again, politicians playing games. Look, I did see Curtis recently. I went to the opening of that MacKillop Catholic College, the new wing. I saw him briefly there. I also saw Mayor Bob Manning and a few others. But anyway, basically what it boils down to, opening talks with Warren Inch, the talks have always been there. The federal government's paid $8.8 million already, $7.5 million for the eradication, and another $1.3 million from Barnaby Joyce's department. So the state government now, originally the ask was $6 million, and then there was the talk of the 80-20 split. It's $3 million shortfall, and the state government, we're hoping, will pick up on that. Now, as far as talking with the federal government, the state talking to the federal, that could have happened at any stage in the last 3 or 4 years, and it hasn't happened yet. They haven't had a chance to talk to Warren Inch, the state government. They didn't seem to be interested. So I understand Curtis's position now. I have met with Stephen Miles briefly. He came into the Wet Tropics Management Authority and had some tea and bickies with us. So I understand Curtis's problem now. He is trying, but he's got to deal with people down south that are basically disinterested. So we've got a Minister for the Environment that didn't seem to care all that much at all, that knew very little about it, and didn't seem to want to. So I feel sorry for Curtis because he is trying, Curtis Pitt, the Treasurer, and basically he's just, you know, he's trying to make noises. Like, I know that he wants to help, but he's a bit hamstrung too at the moment. So as far as I'm concerned, it's political games.
Well, if you go back to the previous government, the allegation that was levelled at the Newman government was that they didn't believe that the yellow crazy ants could be eradicated. Now, if I remember rightly, Gavin King went out there and looked at the situation and said, yes, they can. The state government changed its attitude. That was the Newman government. And when this government came in, I thought they acknowledged that the yellow crazy ants could be eradicated. And intimated that they would be eradicated, but they haven't been forthcoming with the funding. Is that reasonably accurate, or do you believe that Stephen Miles shares the view, the previously held view of Campbell Newman, that they couldn't be eradicated?
Well, John, it's hard to know what goes on in other people's heads. So Stephen Miles, I've never really had a chance to talk to him. He's spoken to so many other people first, and first impressions are important. So probably we might have missed the boat on that one, but you're pretty accurate in saying all of that, yeah. Well, look, there's plenty of work to be done yet. I'm sure we can get over this problem. I know Curtis Pitt is trying. And as for the others, we just have to communicate better. They have to talk to people with a bit of charisma, a bit of excitement, a bit of passion, somebody that can actually get a message across, as opposed to, if you read a bedtime story to your children, John, and you're boring and dull, they're going to be bored and dull and they're not going to be interested. But if you've got a bit of excitement and you want to make that story sound interesting, then they're going to listen to what you've got to say. John, I also want to talk. I know we haven't got much time before the news. I might have to call back on another day. But
no, it's all right.
We went to that opening of that Catholic MacKillop College there. Luke Reed, he was kind enough. He invited Lucy Carr and I to attend. And as I say, I saw Bob Manning and the Division One councillor, Brett Moller, and a few other people there. What a wonderful, wonderful place. They spoke well. All the speakers were good. And I tell you what, I've got to say it again, John. Schools, I've never seen a better school than that. And Luke Reed, there's something about that bloke. He is just, you know, if you would have been there, you'd understand what I'm talking about. Mm. Everything about that dude that day, even the lady playing the organ and the music, that's about the best example of the national anthem that I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
And I said to her, I said, I've never heard anyone sing and play music like that.
Wow.
You know, I've got no musical talent, John. I'm like banging two saucepans together. But I tell you what, it was a good show, eh? And the kids, this little eight-year-old girl got up there, and she recited this speech. I can't believe it, how kids that young can read that well. So wow. I have to say that. I have to give a plug for that because I was very impressed with that, John.
Don't go away. I need an update on this whole campaign to eradicate the ants out your way. How's it going?
Well, it's going good at the moment. Executive Director of Wetmar, Scott Buchanan, he's putting his heads together with Lucy Carger and Chris Clerk, who I've mentioned on the program before. Very smart people. Gareth Humphreys, the operations manager on the ground. So they all get together, they're talking, they're putting it all together. So I'm very confident, John. I'm confident they can do it. I am also confident that there will be more funding coming. So it's just a matter of who pays for it, whether it's state or fed. I can tell reading in the newspaper today that the state government wants the feds to pay for everything. And the federal government has a debt too, as well as the state government. So nobody really wants to pay up. But if you can get around all of that and get enough money to do it, I'm confident they will do this job, eh? I've said that all along. They can do the job. They just need the funding and they need the time and the commitment from everyone to get on board. And the other thing that was very refreshing yesterday, John, the brief time we had with Mayor Bob Manning, you know, again, it's a matter of being able to communicate with people. He responded so well. I've got a lot of time for Bob Manning. I thought he was very impressive just the other day, last Friday.
Always good to talk to you, Frank. Thank you for this update.
John, thanks very much. When we've got more time, we'll go into better detail.
Okay, no drama. That's Frank Teodo, who's the man basically behind the whole campaign. He got it kicked off in the beginning. And he's still there, hopefully with victory.